Vermont's motto might be freedom and unity, but nowhere in the state's constitution are there any prohibitions against discrimination based on a person's race, sex, religion, or other characteristics. Civil rights advocates have been working for years to change that. Recently, their campaign hit a key milestone when Senate lawmakers advanced a proposal that would add an equal protection clause to the Vermont Constitution. Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld has been following the process, and he joined host Mary Engus to talk about what the amendment would do and why lawmakers are moving forward.
Why suddenly is there so much momentum behind this long-running push? It's been, you know, talked about before, adding this equal protection clause to the state constitution, but what's different about now?
Well, the short answer is the arrival of a conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court and the pace at which those conservative justices are reconfiguring legal precedent in this country. In 2022, the court effectively overturned Roe v. Wade. In 2023, the court issued a ruling that ends affirmative action policies in college admissions processes. We've seen similarly controversial decisions related to voting rights, to tribal sovereignty. Mark Hughes is the executive director of the Vermont Racial Justice Alliance, and he says the court's rulings force an urgent conversation right now about what the future is going to look like for groups who rely on the court's interpretation of our federal constitution as a safeguard for their rights and liberties.
You know, since we're having this conversation, it's important to ask ourselves the question of, is there any way that the state of Vermont can extend the protection of its citizens, and particularly those in marginalized communities, given the political climate, you know what I mean, that we're actually in right now?
The Vermont Racial Justice Alliance, the Vermont Commission on Women, the Vermont Office of Racial Equity all say there is, in fact, a way the state can extend protections to those communities, and they say Vermont can do it by amending its constitution. Just as Vermonters added a reproductive liberty amendment to our state constitution after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, Hughes says the state now needs a similar safeguard against discrimination. And the proposed amendment would make clear that the state shall not deny equal treatment under the law based on certain protected characteristics. And the nine classes named in the provision advanced by the Senate are race, ethnicity, sex, religion, disability, sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and national origin.
Mm. If this proposed amendment were to go through, how would it make any concrete difference in the lives in the marginalized populations that it's trying to protect?
No one that I talked to for this story is under the impression that this amendment would have any immediate impact upon ratification, but they say it could inform and influence court decisions over time in ways that mitigate things like racial and gender inequality. That's because it gives state courts a new touchstone for discrimination cases that may come before them in the future. Peter Teachout is a professor at Vermont Law School who specializes in constitutional law. He says this proposed amendment would give Vermont Supreme Court the latitude to arrive at decisions that they wouldn't necessarily get to if they were relying exclusively on the 14th Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, which is the federal equal protection clause that courts often look to when considering the merits of equal protection claims.
States can provide protections, greater protections against discrimination than the Supreme Court has held the 14th Amendment provides against discrimination.
Teachout warns, however, that this is not a fail-safe against the sorts of outcomes that people like Mark Hughes are worried about. If the Supreme Court, for instance, says college admissions policies can't give weight to someone based on their race, then Vermont courts can't say, well, we have a different constitution, so we can do affirmative action. But where that issue of federal supremacy is not in play, Teachout says this amendment could play a substantive role in shaping legal decisions. And he says, perhaps most importantly, it protects against a dystopian future in which Vermont's legislature is controlled by people who might seek to roll back the rights of protected classes that are enumerated in the amendment.
Hmm. I know that Vermont's constitution is like the shortest word length one in the nation. I know that they've also had relatively few amendments to the constitution historically, but voters approved two amendments during the last general election, and now we could see this other one in 2026. Does this seem like it's a beginning of a trend?
You know, it seems like it might be. We saw, as you mentioned, the reproductive liberty and anti-slavery amendments adopted in 2022. This year, we have not just the equal protection proposal, there's also a proposed constitutional amendment that would enshrine the rights of workers to organize in our state's founding document. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Baruth says he doesn't think lawmakers would be devoting their time and attention to these issues but for the rulings that they're seeing come out of the nation's highest court.
I don't think it's being generated here proactively. I think these are defensive moves against a Supreme Court that has decided that they have a relatively short window to remake America in the image they prefer.
We should note, Mary, these proposed amendments still have a ways to go because the process of amending the state constitution is a multi-year process. The House still needs to approve this proposed amendment. That's scheduled for a vote probably next week. But then both chambers of the legislature will have to approve both proposals again during the next legislative biennium before they can be ratified. If those votes come to pass, then Vermont voters will get the final say on whether to adopt those amendments, and they'll be able to do that in the 2026 general election.
That's Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld. Thanks so much, Pete.
Thank you, Mary.
And as the legislature heads into the final days of the session, stay on top of all the coverage from our Capitol Bureau at vermontpublic.org.